Hello everyone, I'm Fathi Bin Isa, bringing you a roundup of today's main topics. World Central Kitchen has called for an independent investigation into the Israeli attack on one of its convoys, which killed seven of its employees in Gaza's Deir al-Balah. The convoy was made up of three vehicles, including two that were armored. The charity's founder, celebrity chef José Andrés, earlier said the attack struck the convoy, quote, systematically, car by car, despite having clear communication with the Israeli army about the aid operation. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Israel would be slapped after an airstrike on the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus killed seven members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Iranian media reported that a funeral ceremony would be held on Friday, coinciding with the annual Quds Day, which will see Iranians march in support of Palestinians and against Israel. WhatsApp was back up on Wednesday after an outage that disrupted services for thousands of people globally. Down-detected data showed that at its peak, the outage impacted more than 24,000 WhatsApp users in the US, while Instagram users also reported over 5,000 outages. And finally, Abu Dhabi has unveiled details of its tourism strategy 2030, and it involves investing more than $10 billion in infrastructure. In an interview with The National, the head of the Emirates tourism body, Mohammed Al-Mubarak, said the plan also aims to boost the number of hotel rooms to 52,000 from the current 34,000. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.